Fleeting Attractions, written by Devil in the Details, read by Kitsune Hart, fandom Tamora Pierce's Tortall. Kel had expected to be happy to see Dom again, and she was, but her heart didn't gallop in her chest, her knees didn't wobble like Yamani rice pudding, her palms didn't sweat in his presence, and her face didn't flush at his teasing. Instead, she felt only the pleasant warmth, as if she were sipping tea by a roaring fire, that she always did upon being reunited with an old friend whom she hadn't seen for a while. Her attraction for him had fled in the same way that her crushes on first Neil and then Cleon had. She was so fickle that she couldn't help wondering if she experienced romance the way everyone else seemed to. She shared this worry with her oldest and most trusted friend. After a dawn practice duel in Giant Killer's courtyard, he had won courtesy of years training under Alana the Lioness. "I don't think I'm normal in the way I feel attraction for people. Or rather, the way I don't feel attraction for people," Kel confided to Neil as they sat on a splintery wooden bench, drinking from their water canteens. "I don't know why you're suddenly concerned about being normal after spending years breaking boundaries." Neil's green eyes gleamed. "Your attraction to Cleon did seem quite normal to me, except for the fact that you chose an overgrown oaf as the target of your affections instead of a more attractive fellow." "I'm not sure I generally felt attraction for Cleon." Kel stared across the courtyard as she contemplated feelings for Cleon she couldn't be certain had ever existed outside of her wishes or her imagination. "I might have been trying to make myself feel attracted to Cleon, because I thought that would make me feel happy and fulfilled. But instead, I end up drained and confused. I might have been trying to fall in love with Cleon because I believe that was what I was supposed to do." "I understand some of what you're saying." Neil squeezed her shoulder. "When I composed poetry and sighed after beautiful ladies, I was exaggerating my feelings in the name of courtly love. But once I found my true love in Yuki, I wanted it to be something private and sacred, not a spectacle for all to gawk at. It's easy to exaggerate emotions when you think that's what you're supposed to do." "You don't think there's something wrong with me, then?" Kel had been half hoping that her healer friend would be able to swiftly diagnose her problem and cure it so she could feel more than fleeting attractions for charming, handsome men like Dom. "Nothing is wrong with you besides your lunatic desire to train with weapons at daybreak." Neil gave her shoulder a clap before releasing it. "In fact, it may be healthier for you not to experience attraction at all, since you don't have to concern yourself with heart-thudding or your whole body going faint without warning. You should probably thank the goddess for not burdening you with a strain of silly romance." "Thank you, Neil." Kel wished she could say more to express her gratitude to him for not only accepting her, but helping her accept herself, as he always had since she first arrived in the page's wing, as the uncomfortable object of stares and speculation. "I'm just glad that somebody finally appreciates my unparalleled wisdom in all matters of the heart." Neil was preening like a peacock, and Kel's urge to think him further faded. "It's good that you've finally found a use for yourself after all these years." Kel nudged him, hoping to deflate his swelling ego, and thought that friendship without romance should be more than enough to make her happy as she served the realm all her days. The end.